Hello, everyone. Thank you very much. I'm Paul Menzel. I want to quickly talk about alternatives to standard utilities. Some of you might heard about it, but for example, find and grep are very old or programmed or initiated very long time ago or started. And yeah, I don't know about you, but myself, when I want to find something, I often mess up the syntax and forget minus I name or do it the other way around. And yeah, so Rust came along, and a lot of people took this as a chance to re-implement certain utilities. And I just want to quickly mention those, and you might want to check them out. So yeah, for grep, there's, for example, ripgrep. Often it's already packaged in your distribution, so it's easy to be installed, or you can build them yourself. So then for find, there's the alternative FD. So the syntax is a little bit different. You use it like with grep. So FD find whatever your search term is, and then the path. And if you don't add a path, then it's by default a current directory. And yeah, that's pretty cool. And I think it's all, there are some benchmarks that it's also faster in some ways, and it uses some Rust regular expression library, which is also quite optimized. Last time I hold, I talked about it, some person already also suggested Silver Surfer. I haven't tried it myself, but just to mention. Yeah, the reason I was made aware of it was an LWN, Linux Weekly News article about the Linux copy problem. And there they mentioned XCP, which also uses system call copy file range, which is also quite nice. For example, if you copy files on a between two NFS directories which are on the same server, it will just copy it on the server and won't do it over the network. So last but not least, I just quickly want to mention those other alternatives, like for Hexdump, there's Hexel. For Cat, there's Bat. For disk usage, Diskus, which probably is kind of the most interesting about it, because disk usage also takes a lot of time sometimes. And in the end, there's Clock. For the lines of code, there's Tokai. And since I have 2 minutes left, I just wanted to quickly mention a different program. A lot of you guys do HTML presentations, but those of you who still use PDF presentations, there's this tool called PDF PC, PDF Presenter Console, and it just also gives you like a preview and your time, which remains, and it's pretty cool, and I can just recommend it. Thank you for your attention.